forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 76. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 49. Tonight, clear skies. Highs around 82. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas public school funding is still up in the air as the Kansas State Legislature gets ready to wrap up for the session of 2023. As the Kansas lawmakers rejected a school voucher plan at the end of last week.
Let's think about the kids. Let's pay attention to the data and quit looking at let's protect a system that is failing our children in Kansas. The numbers don't lie.
Now, State Representative Brenda Landwehr on KWCH News. The bill would have provided a voucher for $5,000 to qualified students to receive private education. While some school administrators across the state, like the United Teachers of Wichita vice president, says the plan would have come at a bad time as schools are still trying to recover after the COVID-19 pandemic.
It would have reduced the allocations of funding to local school districts below the amount required by the Gannon ruling. And it would have probably set our state up for a whole nother legal battle. And you know, that's just not what our students and our communities need at a time where we're just getting the right momentum to address the problems coming out of COVID.
Good America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2015 219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
State lawmakers last week wrapped up passing a bill in the Kansas State Senate who voted to approve House Bill 2039 that would create a new state park working with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. KSNT News reports that if the governor does sign the bill, it would create the 28th state park for Kansas in Allen County at the Lehigh-Portland Trails. Along with creating a new potential state park, lawmakers also wrapped up with passing House Bills 2331 and 2039 that would allow disabled veterans to get free of charge a permanent license to hunt and fish in the state of Kansas, which both bills were approved by the Kansas State Senate in a combined vote of 35-5. At the same time on Friday, Senate Bill 26 also headed to the governor's desk after a 23-12 vote in the state Senate that would ban gender-affirming care for minors in the state. KSNT News reports that the passage comes after Republicans argued that the gender reassignment services come with harmful side effects to children and would create penalties for those that perform the act. The Kansas Child Mutilation Prevention Act would create a civil case to any physician that may be involved.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has announced the replacement for former prosecutor last week as the newest member of the Nebraska State Legislature. It says it's been largely hamstrung by progressive lawmakers filibustering every bill that the legislature's been working on throughout the session. Fox News reports the replacement will be Carolyn Bossen of Lincoln that's set to replace Lincoln State Senator Suzanne Geist, who announced that she is stepping down to focus on her race for mayor in the city. In a statement from Bossen, she said she promised that she would carry on Geist's conservative positions on everything from cutting taxes to supporting new proposed limits on abortion access in the state, where she says she has connections to top executives in the state growing up in Columbus and worked as the deputy county attorney in Lancaster County between 2010 and 2017 under then county attorney Joe Kelly. Some progressives in the state of Nebraska have criticized Governor Pillen for not taking applications before filling certain seats, as has been tradition. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A resolution was passed to allow Public Works to take over issuing moving permits, and a $1,000 fine was established for violation of moving permits. Washington County Commissioners heard last week that cleanup work continues at the oil spill site and is expected to be wrapped up by June or July. The site's being restored. Conversations continue with TC Energy as to participating in costs for rebuilding roads and infrastructure damaged by heavy equipment and truck traffic during the cleanup. An estimate of $3.3 million was reported for the road north of Washington, as commissioners had also met recently with Jefferson County, Nebraska officials and TC Energy. Construction work also continues in Washington County on the Grain Belt Express transmission line and High Banks wind farm projects. Spring cleanup in Washington County is set for May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Transfer station will be open 8:30 till 4 on May 4th and 5th, 8 to noon May 6th. Nemahal County commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week heard a recommendation for approval of amended regulations for commercial solar energy installations. A special use permit on a hog facility has been requested. A public hearing is scheduled April 19. The next broadband meeting will be April 27, 7 p.m. at 402 Sports Bar. Building Committee continues conversation with architects regarding the east entrance to the Gage County Courthouse. Pawnee County Commissioners last week approved paying one-third cost for updating the communication system in Johnson County as they jointly share dispatch services for the sheriff's departments. The upgrade will cost $187,000 with annual maintenance $70,000 to be shared. Minor injuries were sustained early Monday morning in Wymore as a vehicle driven by Fabian Rios, age 54 of Wymore, struck a tree in a yard at 10th and L Streets. He was treated by EMS on scene. Spring storm spotter training with the National Weather Service is Monday evening at 7 at the Washington Firehouse and is open to the public. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann will continue a series of town hall meetings with stops Tuesday in Clay, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties. Washington Chamber of Commerce is hosting an employment expo Tuesday, 3 until 7 p.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room.
Well, I think sometimes people don't realize just how many different careers and employment opportunities are available just in our general area. This is going to be a good cross-section of a lot of different fields that people can kind of check them all out at one time. There's going to be some agriculture positions, some medical care positions, some governmental opportunities, some public works type situations. We have lots of people that, lots of employers that are really, you know, needing some additional employees. And for those that may be employed already, that we kind of set it up sort of half, you know, half afternoon, half evening, so we could kind of cross availability.
Carolyn Scoville, Secretary of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and encourages anyone interested in employment opportunities to attend the Employment Expo on Tuesday.
It's going to be Tuesday, April the 11th at FNB Basement here in Washington, and that address is 101 C Street, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to be down in the basement, and we'll be down there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Feel free to stop on by anytime.
spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Warmer throughout Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 50s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s, south winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And still staying clear and breezy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 55, south winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy throughout Thursday, sunny with a high of 82, south winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And a slight chance for some rain showers over Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. South winds still gusting as high as 35. And some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 40, and the record low, 22. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
To get the most benefit from your exercise routine, work out before breakfast. That is the finding of some recent research. We have details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 10th, the 100th day of the year. Actress Mandy Moore and sports analyst John Madden were both born on this day. If you're not seeing as much progress as you'd like from an exercise routine, here's a variable to factor in. The time of day you exercise. A study in Belgium showed evidence that exercise has more benefits when done before breakfast. It found that those who worked out on an empty stomach showed improved blood chemistry and weight control when compared to those who exercised after breakfast. That's vigorous exercise, by the way. Hitting the snooze button 4 times doesn't count. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune Key and DY, FM 95.5, Key and DY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KeyandDYRadio.com.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative welcomes all to Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th at the Waterville Opera House. At 2 p.m., a concert, journey, and a tale of a once mighty railroad will captivate your imagination as award-winning musicians Chris Briggs and Ken Gustin bring the stories of the Central Branch Railroad to life. Narrated by Marshall County native Bruce Dierking, tickets will be $10 at the door. Spend the day in Waterville with rides on the Central Branch Railroad, departures on the hour every hour from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A lunch buffet will be served at the historic Weaver Hotel. Spots are limited. Contact the Weaver for reservations. Visit MarshallCountyArts.org for more information on Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th, 2 p.m. at the historic Waterville Opera House. Event sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative, the Waterville Opera House and Weaver Hotel, the Central Branch Railroad, Waterville Community Connections, and the Waterville Preservation Society.
Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at upcoming events. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. To start the final day of the Masters yesterday, Brooks Koepka had a four-shot lead. He lost that throughout the round, and the green jacket ended up going to John Rahm, who finished the Masters at 12-under. It is the first win for John Rahm in golf's biggest tournament. Kansan and former KU Jayhawk Gary Woodland finished the round at -3. He was tied for 14th. It was a good weekend on the road for the Kansas City Royals. They took 2 out of 3 against the San Francisco Giants. The Royals did lose yesterday 3-1. However, Kansas City picked up wins Friday 3-1 and Saturday 6-5. Kansas City stays on the road. They will travel down to take on the Texas Rangers. Start tonight, 7:05 is the first pitch. Other Major League Baseball scores, the struggles continue for the St. Louis Cardinals. They lost to Milwaukee yesterday 6-1. The Colorado Rockies get a 7-6 win over Washington. And the New York Yankees take care of the Orioles 5-3. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
It may be the offseason for the NFL, but that does not mean that the Kansas City Chiefs are not trying to build back to another Super Bowl, especially defensive tackle Chris Jones. Yesterday on Easter Sunday, he made a strong promise and said that next year he will be the league's MVP. The four-time All-Pro was the finalist for the NFL Defensive Player of the Year and is a major part of the Chiefs' 2 Super Bowls. Former KU player Ochai Agbaji had a good day yesterday for his Utah Jazz team. He scored 28 points. He played against Christian Brown, another former Jayhawk who played for the Denver Nuggets. Brown did have 14 points and 6 rebounds. Ochai Agbaji, of course, comes from Oak Hill High in the Kansas City area. Spring football is over for the University of Kansas. They had their spring game on Friday. Here's what Coach Leipold had to say after.
One side's playing really well. Does that mean the other side's not? So you're trying to look at it that way. You're trying to make sure we're staying healthy. I thought we played clean. I thought we played fairly hard.
That's Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Increase your gardening success by selecting plants suited to your cold hardiness zone and other environmental conditions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardiness zones reflect the average minimum temperatures for an area. Buying cold hardy plants help reduce losses when extreme winter temperatures occur. You'll find the USDA plant hardiness map printed in garden books and catalogs. Locate your town on the map and match the color of your region on the map key. Or enter your zip code at the USDA Plant Hardiness Map website, and your hardiness zone and minimum winter temperature range will appear. Each hardiness zone represents areas within a 10-degree Fahrenheit range of minimum temperatures. This zone is subdivided into 5-degree segments to more precisely represent the area within each zone. The lower the number, the colder the winter temperatures. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plant Skin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment, and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
This old tobacco farm has been in the Johnson family for about a century now. The tobacco is long gone, but what replaced it is a unique crop that has many driving miles and miles to experience it for about 3 weeks each spring. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Art Johnson's farm has been in the family about a century now.
My grandfather, Ash Johnson, purchased the property in 1925 and moved from the other side of Kernersville to here. It was about 86 acres. It was a basic tobacco farm.
Art didn't live on the farm growing up, but was nearby and always loved coming to the farm. It was a place to hunt and fish and perhaps someday a place he could call home. And that dream came true in his adult years when he was able to acquire some of the farm acreage and build a home here. Another life event changed the course of the farm.
Once Wendy and I got married here on the property, that kind of got us into weddings because people started asking if we would do weddings. Then we started acquiring more animals, more property.
So Art and Wendy hosted some weddings on their property, Dewberry Farm.
One day Wendy was reading through a magazine and saw a tulip farm up in Virginia, and she says, "That sounds like a great idea."
Art wasn't against the idea, but
I thought, you know, it'd be cool, but how much work is that?
Tulips became the goal for the farm, but there was another crop to be planted first.
The first year we decided, well, we're going to plant some sunflowers because we found out tulip bulbs are a little bit more expensive than other crops. So we said, if we make enough on the sunflower you pick venture to pay for the tulips, then we'll go. And it did. And so we got our first batch of tulips of, I think it was 42,000.
That's 42,000 tulip bulbs planted by hand. A job that took 12 people, 12 days. But the endeavor went well and has continued to expand to one of the largest tulip farms on the East Coast. More next time as we travel the countryside in Kernersville, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectibles auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street in Marysville. Selling furniture items, including a dining room farm-style table with 6 chairs, another dining table with 4 chairs, couch, 2 recliners, 5-drawer dresser, kitchen items, chest of drawers, a full-size bed, collectibles, including buttons, marbles, and Husker collectibles, coins selling at noon, a car sells at noon, a 2006 Chevy Malibu hatchback, 116,000 miles, also selling a steel 170 chainsaw, two-wheel lawn cart, lawn seeders, single-stage snow thrower, rotting lawnmower, 19-horse push mowers, and an 8-speed aluminum Trek bike. This household and collectible auction for Neola Wolbrandt in the Ardell Wilkie Estate, Saturday, April 15th, begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You invest a lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score, delayed rebreeding, or a smaller calf. Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement, depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth, even if turned out onto lush pastures.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay. And if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease such as scours. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
most important thing in my life is my relationships. With my family, my friends, my coworkers, and most importantly, with God. But do you ever think about your relationship with money?
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
All of us relate to money in some way. It becomes unhealthy when you start to form an attachment to it. Maybe you see it as a security blanket, and it leads you to fearfully hoard just in case. Or you may use money to create a moment of temporary happiness, and you suddenly find yourself spending with reckless abandon. You know, it's funny. In our relationships with people, we strive for emotional connection. In our relationship with money, we should want just the opposite. If you find yourself making an emotional connection to money, you're in for a world of discontentment. So here's some advice. Save your emotional connections for your relationships with God and with others. And instead, use your money as a tool to live out your faith.
KNDY.
Weather woes are withering the winter wheat crop. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Mid-America's wheat crop is in pretty rough shape, and prolonged drought is the reason. A year ago, USDA reported the crop was struggling with unprecedented dry conditions for this time of year. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist for the agency.
At this point last year, the crop was 30% good to excellent and 36% very poor to poor, and we're virtually tied with that this year. We see just 28% of this crop rated good to excellent, 36% rated very poor to poor.
The hard red winter wheat crop is suffering the most, says Rippey.
We see more than a third of the crop rated very poor to poor in four key states, including Kansas leading the nation 57% very poor to poor, Texas at 47%, Oklahoma 40%, Nebraska 38%.
USDA reports the wheat crop east of that region is in somewhat better condition. Many of the worst spots are a foot or more below average annual rainfall levels. Since Kansas seems to be the hardest hit, we'll drill a little further into that tomorrow with the CEO of the Kansas Wheat Commission and the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Nordis Motor Company has a pair of 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups, an extended cab work truck priced at $50,950, and a Silverado LTZ Z71 package. They're new, and they're ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock John Bull sale Wednesday, April the 12th, starting 11 a.m. on 260 choice reputation. Angus, Red Angus, and Black White Face first calf efforts. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. There'll be 62 Angus, Red Angus, and Charlotte, all bred efforts. There'll be AI bred for lay dogs just calving. The pure cow-calf pairs include 200 black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves by side. All bred cows will feature 500 choice black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, of which 90 will be big fancy Red Angus cows. 3 to 5 years old, they'll be bred to people Red Angus bulls. For late August calving, be an outstanding set of cows. There'll be 70 Angus calves of vaccinated replacement efforts, weighing 700 to 800 pounds. Breeding bulls include 26 Angus, Charlotte, Black Senegal, and Balance bulls, 15 to 24 months old. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 12th at the Manhattan Police Company, starting 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mtclivestock.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, April the 10th. You know, dogs are very popular. I have one, Chewy Chewbacca, and they're very useful on the farm, as we all know. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation is now accepting nominations for the 2024 Farm Dog of the Year. Here's Michael Clemens.
The Farm Dog of the Year contest application period is open for nominations from farmers and ranchers. Terry Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President of Communications, says the contest helps bring awareness to agriculture.
The Farm Dog of the Year contest has been one of the really fun programs that American Farm Bureau has sponsored and a great way to connect with the public. They love their pets, so they love seeing how pets interact on farms, and it gives them a little window into agriculture. The 2023 contest inspired nearly 10,000 engagements with a reach of almost 150,000 people. So it really does have an impact.
And farm dogs are not just pets. Moore says four-legged farm hands are also part of the family.
There is no question that the bond between farm dogs and their owners is incredibly tight. In fact, if you haven't seen the video of our 2023 winner, Tough, I would encourage you to go to FB.org because it'll make you cry. Tough was clearly part of the family and cared for deeply.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilenMachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It's 44 at St. Francis, 53 at Syracuse, 58 at Johnson, 54 at Elkhart, 54 at Liberal, 55 at Wellington, 55 at Mountain City, 54 at Olathe, 52 at Marysville, 51 at Phillipsburg, 50 at Oberlin.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
A winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rock and Bruce Casino Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen April 29th, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to rockandbrucecasinobremen.com. Rock and Bruce Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Named after a traditional yardstick used for measuring, a company called Yardstick PPC was developed. The company offers on-site testing that measures carbon in the soil. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT Tires, the farmer's choice.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that? No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Founded in 2021, Yardstick is a company that measures carbon in the soil. Co-founder and chief executive officer Chris Tolles explains that they use an infield optical technology. Customers include soil carbon offset project developers that help farmers and ranchers incentivize on carbon credits, and companies that need to buy carbon credits in order to reduce their emissions.
We often are the measurement service provider to substantiate those project developers' claims that, hey, emissions were reduced or atmospheric CO2 was sequestered in soils. We're really a means to an end for their product, which is tons that they sell on the market.
Data is collected and reported back to the customer with images and GPS data that has real spatial and scientific vigor and that has traceability in order to prove and defend the amount of carbon stocks that are found in soils. Tolles explains that Yardstick is also unique because it was created with a grant from the Department of Energy.
But that was in the context of low carbon fuels. So biofuels, that is like gasoline or diesel that's produced with agricultural commodities, has largely been unsuccessful from a climate mitigation perspective because the embodied carbon in many of those fuels is not actually lower than petroleum-based gasoline, which is a bummer. But it also implies that if we can reduce the carbon intensity of the agricultural inputs themselves, that math could look very different.
Chris Tolles, co-founder and chief executive officer of Yardstick. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on Yardstick and for more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, grains have made a turn on this Monday. May corn right now, 651 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. July corn, 627 and a half, that's up 7 3/4 as well. Kansas City wheat for May, 874 and a quarter, that's up 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 856, that's up 10. Oats for May up 1.5 at 341 3/4. July oats up 4.5 at 340 3/4. Soybeans for May 1484 1/2. That's down 8. July soybeans 1458. That's down 4.5. Cotton for May 82.53 is your current price, down 67 cents. July cotton down 63 cents at 82.84. Live cattle for April, up 40 cents at 171.47 and a half. Feeder cattle for April, $200.80, and that's up 17 and a half cents. Crude oil for May, 79.85 right now. That's down 85 cents. Looking at gold on this Monday, April gold, 19.87 and 80 cents. That's down $24 and a dime. Silver for May, $24.88, and that's down 20 cents. At this time, taking a look at Wall Street, here's what's going on right now. S&P is falling at the start of this week because investors believe that recession is really a problem here, and it really could happen. And that's because of some jobs reports, what the Fed's doing, different reports combined. That's what we got right now. Dow Jones up 49, S&P down 6, NASDAQ down 34. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker softball is back in action at Wilkins Stadium as the Shocks host Houston April 14th through the 16th. Friday the 14th is Healthcare Workers Appreciation Night with free admission for all healthcare workers and post-game fireworks. Then Sunday the 16th, it's Wichita Eagle Family Day. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four popcorns, and four drinks for only $32. Shocker softball is the hottest ticket in town. Get yours now at GoShockers.com or call 316-978-FANS. Go Shockers!
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with inline construction.
As we approach peak breeding season for Kansas cattle producers, it's time to start thinking synchronization. I'm Leah Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson discusses preparing for AI season and synchronization protocol.
The first thing I want to think about and talk about really is making sure we have our nutrition right. We want to have a good experience, and if the cows aren't ready or the heifers are not big enough, we're going to be disappointed. So when we think about cow nutrition, really, we set the stage for that for the condition she was at calving, and we want her to reach her peak of milk production and essentially be in a positive energy balance going into the breeding season. And hopefully the forage and other ration resources you have in front of her will allow her to do that. But, you know, we just can't emphasize enough the importance of nutrition. Obese animals, body condition score 7 or above, that's not necessarily better. We can see reduced performance in really fat heifers or cows. Understand how big those heifers need to be prior to breeding based on the genetics and the mature cow size. Make sure they've got an adequate weight going into the breeding season.
Johnson shares considerations for selecting your synchronization protocol and the resources that the Beef Reproduction Task Force offers.
As I often tell people, I could spend days telling you what doesn't work, but this short list is going to guide you to things that do work. Everybody wants to know what the best one is. Well, there's not just one best protocol. So you need to look at the whole picture. If we have more labor, we may want to do more heat detection. If we need to bring somebody in to help us do the insemination, then being able to schedule that as people think about transitioning from, you know, maybe you've been doing heat detection for a number of years on your own and are considering fixed time AI, just understand if you haven't bred 50 cows at once, you need to be realistic about what your physical ability is and just don't overschedule yourself the first time you try fixed time AI.
Johnson goes on to highlight the synchronization planner that K-State Animal Science offers as a resource for producers.
We have developed a tool because we want you to do certain things on certain days. And, you know, we've worked hard on trying to find those optimum time periods. And so this tool that we have, the Estrus Synchronization Planner, essentially allows you to say, all right, if you want to breed at 8 o'clock in the morning with this particular protocol, then it's going to step back and say, well, that means you're going to do this, this, and this on these days. And the idea is to put that on a calendar, see if that works, make sure it's not like on mom's birthday. Usually when we're doing some of these protocols, it takes some extra hands and having that help organize, having everybody on the same page. The synchronization planner is just an excellent tool to do that.
That was Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, discussing cattle synchronization as we approach breeding season. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
KNDY. We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.